our live stream of this portfolio committee, the greetings. Today we are here to deal with the last phase of our expropriation bill. Last week we were dealing with clause by clause, where we either agreed or disagreed. But today we are here to look at the report that has been prepared by our team, and then we adopt that report for it to be then taken to Parliament, ATC, and then it will be discussed in Parliament. It has been almost a year, because we started with the public hearings last year. We received written submissions. We dealt with oral presentations. We had public hearings. We have received a lot of correspondence from the members of the public, because this bill is very interesting to almost everyone. But I think one thing that we all agree as members of the portfolio committee, members of the public, is that that act, Expropriation Act of 1975, has to be changed. We all agree on that one. The how part is, how do we put in a certain clause as against a certain clause? That is the challenge. But we all agree that we have to change that expropriation bill. Because the reality is that if there is anyone who is saying that expropriation bill must not be changed, that means that person, he or she, is remaining in the past. The reality is that we need to transform as South Africans. So change is good. Today, we will then receive a report from our committee secretary, in which we will deal with it. And then after that report, we will deal with our minutes of the previous meetings, adopt those minutes, and look at it, whether are there any changes that needs to be done. And then look forward to other programs of our portfolio committee. But it has been a great work, members. I wouldn't lie on that one. We have worked so well together on this expropriation bill, meeting different characters when we went for public hearings, listening to different voices when we were dealing with oral presentations, and looking at the submissions that were done. But I want to be clear. We will no longer take any submissions. I've been made aware that there are submissions that have been submitted to the committee secretary after our last meeting, that is last Wednesday. We are no longer taking any submissions now. I'm referring this to any interested party or person who, or an organization that would like to deal with that. No, at this stage, we closed that part of any submissions or information that is coming to us. We're dealing with it now as the portfolio committee with our legal services. So we really want to put that in order. We have received individually. Some were sent to our private emails, corresponding, saying that this is not right, this is right. No, we have passed that stage. We really appreciate all those that have written, but there is going to be no response or entertainment of any correspondence that we'll receive at this stage. With those few words, I welcome you, honorable members, in this meeting. Ms. Martinez said, do we have any apologies?
Good morning, Chairperson, honorable members, as well as my colleagues. We've got a couple of apologies from my side. One is from Honorable Zondo. The other one is from Honorable Hicklin. And the last one is from Honorable Van Staden. All the members are not able to make it today. Honorable Hicklin is traveling to the US, I believe. And Honorable Zondo is on party business in KZN due to by-elections. And the third one, Honorable Van Staden, is attending another meeting that is currently taking place in Parliament. Thank you, Chair. Good morning, honorable members. We're currently sorting out a little technical glitch, and then we should resume in about 5 minutes.
Recording stopped.
Okay, testing. Is it fine? Okay. I'm going to switch this one off. Okay.
Can you hear me, Chair? Let me try again. Thank you. It's done now. There's no feedback.
Yeah. Honourable Members.
Recording in progress.
Welcome back after our break. The challenge of technology and when you are in a physical meeting, that's what made us delay a little bit. We are fine now. We are going to hand over to Ms. Martinez to present the report. Thank you.
Apologies about that. I'm figuring out that I was still on mute. Thank you, Honourable Chairperson. In the main, the report focuses on four sections. Section A would be the amendments made to the expropriation bill. The following section after that would be the minority views. Section C would be basically the adoption of the report and the approval thereof. So, Honourable Chair, as the committee may remember, that last week on the 7th of September, the committee dealt with the clause-by-clause consideration, which therefore equated to the adoption of the actual expropriation bill B23B of 2020. So we're not going to really focus on this report on the same thing, because Section A basically deals with all the amendments that we made. But it is worth noting that, Chairperson, the committee had initially engaged with all kinds of groups, political parties, traditional leaders across the country to learn their views on the bill that was tabled, which was at the time Bill B23 of 2020. In further engagements, the stakeholders, citizens, and civil society, to listen to formal presentations on specific clauses of the bill, the committee further collected views from broader society through email and WhatsApp to deepen its understanding of the views of the public. Following these deliberations, the committee engaged with the Department of Public Works and Infrastructure and the state chief state law advisor to amend clauses to the bill. The report can then be read, it actually must be read with the version B23B of the bill that is a product of facilitating public involvement in the legislative process that this committee undertook as an instrument of the National Assembly. The new version of the bill is infused with the views of the public and the legal expertise of the department, parliament, as well as the state law advisors. This report also does not attempt to cover every aspect of the amendments, as it is evident in the amended version that accompanies this report to the National Assembly. So in compliance with the National Assembly Rule 2883D, the committee reports on the following clauses that were amendments as per Rule 2883 specifies that after which, whether the committee unanimously agreed to it or not. So the rule that's been quoted on here, Honourable Members, basically speaks to the highlighting of the minority views. The rule doesn't say minority report, but it specifically says the minority views should be highlighted on the report and they should factor. As earlier indicated, Honourable Chairperson, we're not going to focus mainly on Section A because that's exactly what the committee did last week, so it will be a repetition. We now move to my page 32. I'm not sure if it's still yours as well. Apologies. Which is page 31 or 32, but which is the following?
Start of minority report.
Correct. So we're focusing now on Section B with the minority 31. Reports. So, honourable members, as guided by the National Assembly Rule 288F2, the committee includes the minority views on clauses that it did not support. The minutes of the final consideration of the bill, that were minutes of the meeting that was held on the 7th of September 2022, show that the EFF did not support any of the clauses of the bill and rejected the entire bill. Other parties did not provide written input in time for the inclusion in the report. The DA and the IFP provided their views in time for inclusion in this report, and their views were expressed as follows on each of the clauses that they did not support. The chairperson also, in her opening remarks, actually did allude to the fact that there were other views that were submitted to the committee at a later stage. However, according to the procedure, the views that would be highlighted on this report, this is the report of the Portfolio Committee on Public Works and Infrastructure, and therefore the views that will be highlighted in this report are views of the members that are representing the political parties in this committee, strictly so. So any other political party that is not represented in the committee would then deal with the issues, would then deal with the issues in the National Assembly. And in fact, we know that according to our public participation report, all the political parties had made their submissions. And therefore, what we saw on the correspondence that we saw, honorable members, that we found and also received in the past 2 days or so, was no different to what was submitted and which was also taken into account. Chairperson, also to have that the minority views that are already factored into the report, Bill B23B of 2020, so most of which are already covered. However, if the chairperson would like the committee to go through it clause by clause, then we may do so, but we rely on your guidance, honourable chairperson.
Thank you, Nala. I think you just say that, in fact, we were part of the meeting last week when I think what the DA has written here, it has said in all the meetings that we have held before, where it raised and why it's not supporting this clause, what has to be done, the constitutionality. I don't think we need to go through clause by clause of the DA, but we should say that the DA does not agree with a certain clause and this clause and this clause, as he said, done so, and there are reasons. I think if the public wanted, they will get it if you usually make this public, I don't know. And then the IFP, all the parties that sent, remember we had set time frames that all the parties, they must submit their views to be considered in this meeting. So I don't know if it has failed to do that, then we won't consider it, but we have noted that it doesn't support a certain clause. I don't think we need to go through clause by clause. We had that before. It's not something new. Unless you are bringing in something new, Samantha, Honorable Samantha. Thank you.
Thank you, Honourable Chairperson, for your guidance. That then brings us to section. All right, Honourable Graham Murray would like to say something, Honourable Chairperson.
Chairperson, I'd just like to take the opportunity now to thank Ms. P for the amazing support and guidance she gave the committee during the deliberations, and also for the opportunity for the Democratic Alliance to include our minority view as part of the report. So thank you very much for that.
If I may come in, it's not Ms. Ngema who allowed you. It's the chair who said that first of all.
No, thank you for the work. Thank you for
okay, thank you. Honorable Sibusa.
Thank you, Chair.
On the I'm not sure which page it is, but it says as guided by the National Rule 228, and then you said Economic Freedom Front.
Oh.
It's supposed to be Economic Freedom.
No, that's the old report, Honorable Sewisa. As I was reading, if you're listening to the one that I was reading, I said Economic Freedom Fighters. I think there was an error that was made there by my colleague when he was editing. But it's in the main Economic Freedom Fighters, as members would, because we'll share this report immediately after the consideration and adoption. So we'll share it so that members can see exactly what it is that has been amended.
Thank you, Ms. Nola, because even in my document, it's still reflecting front. Please correct that. It's Economic Freedom Fighters. Yeah. You have been... must be corrected. Thank you. Honorable Matebula. Please unmute Honorable Matebula, and for our viewers and all those that are watching, you start from the beginning. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much. I'm saying that I just want to clarify or say something on something that you said when we started this meeting in relation to the submission that are still made by people. And you indicated that they will not be allowed. So I think we need to clarify the public so that it doesn't go out and misinterpreted that as this committee, we are denying people to, you know, make submissions. We had time, like you've indicated, and everybody in South Africa was given, an ample time to interact with the bill. And then we also indicated as to when are we going to close the issue of submission. So in this chair, I want to say that we are in support of what you just have said, and you are correct in every aspect of what you said. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Matebula. I will maybe, as part of closing the discussion on this, again, repeat that the time for submissions, written, oral presentations, public hearing, it closed some time ago. We're now dealing with what the public has given us and with what we have in front of us. Thank you. Honorable Tring, you want to say something? I think that you put in your video. Thank you.
No, Chair, just to appreciate the work that has been put in. I think that the committee has certainly worked extremely hard in the process. And thank you to yourself and to the Secretariat for the work done. The position of the ACDP, obviously, we did not submit a minority report, but I think our position hopefully would be captured in the minutes of the meetings. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Tring. Any word from ANC? Apparently, the ANC doesn't want to thank the chair. We are here, Galo. We are in D now, Honorable Members. We are in D now, the Honorable Members. I think you've seen, Nola, I said that the majority we have agreed upon, and then now the parties are thanking the chair for the process well done and progress, how we handled the...
No, you're not unmuted, Chair.
Mm-hmm. It's you who has not unmuted me.
No, you unmute yourself also.
Now you are unmuted.
Yeah, it's her who has to do that. Thank you again, honorable members. Nola has presented all the report, citing the clauses that we have agreed upon, the one that we don't agree upon. As indicated, it's the EFF that doesn't agree with any of the clauses and the such does not support the bill. The IFP, the DA, the ACDP had some clauses that it agreed upon with the ANC and some clauses that it did not agree with ANC. The ANC agreed with all the clauses, having made changes earlier on the issue of the wedding and all that. So now, according to D, Ms. Martinez, can you go through that?
All right, thank you, Chairperson. On section D, which deals with the approval of the entire bill, D1 states the majority of the committee agreed to all clauses of the bill. Although not all clauses enjoy the full support of all parties represented, as the chair just alluded, the majority views above state the clauses and the reasons why the respective political parties represented in the committee did not support them. After the deliberation, the committee adopted the expropriation bill, which then takes a shape of B23B of 2020. Chairperson, the Parliamentary Legal Advisor actually did make a note last week that there will be a consequential change to the name of the bill when it comes to enactment. So it will be B23 of 2022 because it would have been finished at this time. Or that is after now the NCOP has also finalized its processes. So it could even be 2023 depending on how soon or how late the bill gets finalized. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Ms. Martinez, for this report, which is clear. And I think if we may then maybe allow each party to come in on this one, because we then have to adopt this report together with the one that has been prepared by Ms. Martinez at the Secretariat. Honorable Matebula, followed by Honorable Graham Murray, followed by Honorable Siwisa, followed by Honorable Tring, and then Honorable Van Skalwijk will close. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Chair.
Honorable Mjabo will close.
Thank you very much, Chair, for the opportunity. And I must also take this opportunity and join my colleagues in this committee who have praised the administration, the politicians, and self check for the work that has been done by this committee, of which South Africans are looking forward to its finality as it will go finally to Parliament, this amendment bill. Chair, however, I must indicate to you, Chair, that we have gone through the report, we have seen the report. However, I think we, as the ANC component in this committee, we wish to propose that we do not adopt the report today. Instead, we adopt it next week because we feel that much as it has been presented to us as the ANC and all other parties which are forming part of this committee, I'm sure that we'll need to take a final relook at the the report, and then next week we adopt it. Thank you very much.
Honourable Graham Murray.
Thank you, Chairperson. I certainly wasn't expecting that, but I fully support that proposal. Thank you.
Thank you, Honourable Graham Murray. Honourable Siwisa.
Thank you, Chairperson, for the opportunity that you are giving us. Irrespective whether we adopt the report today or tomorrow or next year, I think the standpoint of the EFF is still the same, that we can never support expropriation with a possible compensation, taking into consideration as to how the land or the property was originally acquired from our people in the past. So whether the report is adopted today or next week, the standpoint of the EFF will still be the same. And I think as the EFF will be able to put our points and our supporting facts when the bill actually goes to Parliament to be debated, and that's where we'll deliberate and express the view of the EFF as to why we do not support expropriation with possible compensation, because we believe that all land or all property needs to belong to the state, and the state decides as to how this property is going to benefit everyone and anyone who is South African who needs to use property or land to benefit those that are within the property itself. So we'll deliberate more when we get into the debate, the issue of why we are not supporting the bill, the expropriation bill at this moment. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honourable Siwisa. Honourable Klink.
Thank you, Chair. I think maybe just the first comment, there was lots of praise for the opposition parties supporting the process and yourself. That does not mean that we differ. So the praise was in terms of the process, and it's taken us a while to get here. But obviously there are matters and issues that we differ with. I think the position of the ACDP has been extremely clear also from the outset. And that is, where you lose security of tenure. It has a ripple effect on the economy. It has a ripple effect on people on the ground. There are social economic impacts that one has to consider. And so I think it is in that particular view, that while there may be one or two clauses that the ACDP supported, but 90 to 95% of the bill as it stands, the ACDP does not support. But like Honourable Suisse has indicated, the viewpoint of the ACDP will be thoroughly also debated when it comes to Parliament. And we support Honourable Matabula's recommendation that the report be dealt with the committee or finalised with the committee in the next meeting of the committee. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honourable Klink. Honourable Mchaba.
Okay. Good morning, honourable members and the parliamentary staff. Good morning, and the chairperson. I like to support Honourable Matebula on the issue of us as members of the ANC not adopting the report today. In fact, it's already supported by Honourable Sam. Thanks, Chairperson.
Thank you, honourable members. At this stage, we have noted the report presented to us, and the view of other members of the portfolio committee feels that we must then look at what has been presented to us and all the commas and whatever, and then come back on Tuesday next week, honorable members. Our secretariat will talk to House Chair that we get that slot of Tuesday next week, because on Tuesday next week we didn't have any committee, but because we know that the issue of this committee, the issue of this bill is so crucial, we come back and then finalize this. But before going to another item of the agenda, let me again repeat this. We have received written submissions, and there was a time frame for written submissions, and we closed the issue of written submissions. We had an oral presentation. We invited parties, organizations, a civil organization, everyone who had an interest to present to us. And even at that, we had to close it. We had public hearings. We visited all 9 provinces. In each province, we would visit 4 districts. And we also had to close that. So what I'm trying to say, honorable members, to all the interested parties, we no longer now taking any submission from the public, because what we are discussing here has infused the written submission, has infused the oral presentation, and also the report from the public hearings that we embarked upon. So all the views that you have raised, we have discussed them here. So it's not that we no longer want your views, but we are no longer entertaining them because we closed that. As we all know, if we can continue without any cut off day, it would mean each day we're receiving new things. So we have closed on that one, members of the public, and I'm appealing to the political parties here to inform the interested parties that they can communicate with. After next week, we will be taking this to Parliament. And remember, after the Parliament has deliberated upon this, it will be taken to NSOP. And NSOP will start its process. If someone feels that there is something that has been left out, there is a process that is going to be followed by NSOP. They will have a chance to talk on that one. But for this portfolio committee, we have closed the issue of any public submission closed, not for now, closed it. It only is the NCOP that will open that chance. NCOP will have its own oral presentation, will have its own hearings, whatever the way they do it. But for the portfolio committee in the National Assembly, we have closed that process. Thank you again to all the political parties, the way that you have conducted yourselves in the public hearings, in the even though you had interested, you have interest through your members, of course, that attended all that, but the way that they were so disciplined, the way that you conducted yourself, even as the members of this portfolio committee, is really commendable. Thank you for that. Ms. Martinez, and now we go to the second item, which are the minutes of the previous meeting. Can we deal with that? Thank you.
All right, Honourable Chairperson, we've got the first set of minutes, which is the minutes of the meeting that was held on the 23rd of August, 2022, where the committee was briefed by the Parliamentary Legal Advisor on the A-list of the bill. And then there was also an adoption of committee minutes and adoption of a draft third-term committee program.
Thank you, Ms. Martinez, honorable members. Because we all know that Ms. Martinez said it was at the time that she was out with the ad hoc committee on floods. We had someone who was from the committee secretary. Can we then check whether are these the true reflection of what we discussed on that day? Honorable Grammare, followed by Honorable Suisa.
Chairperson, there are just a couple of corrections I'd like to make. If you go to opening and welcoming on that first line of chairperson, some of them are just really formatting. Under opening and welcoming, you'll see where it says the meeting's agenda, then there should be a space with a she. And then the other issue I had here is most of our minutes, when people are speaking, reflect Honourable Van Schalkwyk. Although at the beginning it says Mr. and Ms. and whatever, the others all say Honourable. It says Ms. Van Schalkwyk, Ms. Grammare. I'm just, you know me, I don't have an issue with the whole Honourable thing. It doesn't faze me in any way. But our minutes normally say Honourable. You see there? So I'm just wondering if that shouldn't be corrected for the minutes going forward. Otherwise, it's just that those ones where it seems to just say Mr. and Ms. Otherwise, I'm happy.
Thank you, Honourable Grammare. I think that one should be corrected in all our minutes. Remember, these were not written by our committee secretary, Ms. Martini, said they were written by someone else. I think that needs to be corrected. Ms. Martini said that members in the minutes are referred to as honourable members, not Ms. or Mr. With that correction, then can we... Oh, Honourable Suisa?
I was present, Chair. I see my name is not there.
can we correct that?
Yes, Chair.
Okay, thank you. Honourable Suisa, you will be included. So, with those corrections, then can we have a mover to adopt the minutes with the corrections of inclusion of those that were present in the meeting but not captured, and the fact that in the minutes we write Honourable Member? Honourable Grammare?
I propose that we adopt the minutes with corrections. With the corrections. Thank you.
Honourable Njoba? Thank you. Honourable Members, we then move to the minutes of the 24th of August, and on this particular day, we were dealing with the department. Ms. Martinez?
Thank you, Chair. As correctly stated, the minutes of the 24th of August, where the department briefed the Committee on Progress Made with the Establishment of Ethics, Compliance, Infrastructure and Consequence Management Unit to guide and enforce the expected standards of behavior and the PMTE in regional offices throughout the country. The department also had to update the committee on an updated report on legal cases involving the department and PMTE. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you, Ms. Martinez. Honourable members, can we then, do we have any corrections or Honourable Grammar?
Thanks, Chair. Most of them are just minor corrections. Under point three presentation on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, the sixth line down, where it says operationalize the new branch right in the middle there, you'll see there needs to be a gap between branch and this. And then under point four, the second paragraph, there's an open bracket, and they don't close the bracket. Item four, the second paragraph, just slightly down a bit further. They're accounting for 80% of the DPWI leases. That needs to have a bracket closed. And then under resolution, on the first line, the portfolio committee will receive monthly progress reports on the UI efforts. And then was it compliance, infrastructure and consequence management unit? I don't know why I didn't think that there, but it says infrastructure, but it just seemed weird to me that that was part of the unit. But other than that, those are the only corrections I have. And following that, I would propose for adoption of the minutes as they stand. Thank you.
Okay. Well, you have noted that. Yes. Okay. Thank you, Honorable Graham Murray. Any other corrections, Honorable Members? I think some of the corrections that Honorable Graham Murray are the ones that I have also noted and marked that they need to be corrected. Can we then, Honorable Members, have a move? Yes.
I noticed that for the two sets of minutes in place that I was actually, I know that the apologies were sent for one set, but I'll just need to double check, because certainly it wouldn't have been three meetings in a row that I would not have been present. But I'll confirm and I'll come back to you.
There is one meeting that that you were part of the meeting and then you had to leave it because you were boarding a flight. And we even allowed you to speak earlier on because we knew that you would be boarding a flight. I think Ms. Nala, you need to check with the lady that you sent to us that so that it be corrected because Honorable Tring was in the meeting, but he had to then because he was boarding a flight. But we had allowed him even to speak in
it
that.
It seems time. Like none of these minutes have been pressed. None of these.
No. I think. I think after Ms. Matilda, please check on that one. With your team, so that Honorable Tring is inserted because he was part of the meeting. Do we have a mover, Honorable Members? Okay, thank you, Honorable Graham Murray. A seconder? Thank you, Honorable Mjoba. Then we go to the meetings of
25.
Yeah.
Right, thank you, Chairperson. We're now dealing with the minutes of the 25th of August, where the committee was briefed by the ISA on the newly designed refurbishment operate and transfer program to be rolled out in a public-private partnership arrangement to deal with the backlogs due to government property and infrastructure not being properly maintained. The second issue that the department had to brief the committee on was the IDT. On its efforts to strengthen the maintenance and refurbishment of government buildings as part of its strategy to progress from an ad hoc to a proactive schedule maintenance and refurbishment of government buildings and also increase revenue for the IDT during the 2022-23 financial year. Thanks, Jane.
Thank you, Ms. Martinez. Honorable members, those are the minutes of the 25th of August. I think one other thing that we said in this meeting, though it's still coming out, we felt that this program, it must not be said drought. You must include that P because it doesn't sound nice. So you must say refurbishment, operate, and transfer program so that within that abbreviated, you put in a P at the end. We said this in that. We felt that this is not right. You can't say your program is wrong. No.
Put in the P, Nola. Please.
Sorry, Chair, just to ascertain, was that a resolution of the committee on that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We supported each other. Yeah.
Submit motion letter for it here.
In fact, if you read the minutes on PNG, you'll see that it was mentioned by a couple of us.
Yeah, all of us, all the parties.
I'm not raising, in that particular meeting, I remember it was Honorable Sir, it was Samantha who raised the issue. And again, my name is reflected as being.
I also came in.
An apology.
I also came in on this one. That weakness. Yeah.
You could have a look at that.
Yeah. Okay, thank you, Honorable Grandmother.
It's just two very small grammatical ones. On page 4, there's a paragraph that starts with lease agreements. If you go into the middle of it, it says better collaboration and clear communication regarding the maintenance of particularly devolved properties. If we could just change that to maybe of in particular, because particularly devolved doesn't make sense. And then just also under the IDT presentation, the second paragraph, it says service level agreements. It says SLA with an apostrophe. We must just put a little S there. Sorry, I know it's being pedantic, but this is a document of Parliament. So thank you.
Thank you, Honourable Grandmother. With the corrections and the inclusion of Honorable Tring, who was part of the meeting this particular day. Can we then move for the adoption of the minutes with the corrections? Please include Honorable Tring. Honorable Van Schalwijk saying that we must move for the adoption with all the corrections. Can I have a seconder? Honorable Jobo seconds that. Thank you. Can we then move to the minutes of the 31st of August?
Thanks, Chair. On the minutes of the 31st of August, the committee received a briefing by the DPWI EPWP program on progress with improving management of employment opportunity data and the effort to get a clean audit through the use of ICT software and innovative strategies to improve data collection, verification and reporting from departments, provinces and municipalities so that a uniform standard is maintained and compliance is strengthened. Thanks, Chair.
Honourable Grandmother?
I've got quite a few corrections on this one, Chair, sorry. So under discussions, first line, members noted, we must just take up the first that. Members noted the announcement that the Director General, so if we can take that out. Next line, next paragraph, members raised concerns regarding the extent to which the EPWP was a gap. Next paragraph, 1, 2, 3, 4, fifth line down, the sentence starts with compliance, or that line, is strengthened. And it says there is maintained and compliance is strengthened at the. So I have no idea what is supposed to be said in that sentence. Unless we just take out the hat and the, and say that ensures that a uniform standard is maintained and compliance is strengthened and stop it there. Then on the next page, the second paragraph starts, members welcome the scaled up capacity building and artisan training. We must just take out that comma after training, artisan training initiatives. Middleburg, as far as I know, is spelt M-I-L-L-E-L, M-I-D-D-E-L, not the L is after the E. And then it says, as it relates, the next set line says, as it relates to accreditation of courses satisfied to query raised by members. I have no idea what that means. So the working relationship between the department and the Department of Higher Education and Training as it relates to accreditation of courses satisfied to query raised by members and was further welcomed. Sorry, I don't know if anybody else has got insight, but I don't know what that means. Possibly that, I don't know, that queries had been raised by members and this information was welcomed, but I have no idea what that's supposed to mean. So if anyone's got any ideas?
Queries. Instead of queries.
But not satisfied to queries, even. It's of courses. The working relationship between the Department of Higher Education and Training, as it relates to accreditation of courses. I think what they're trying to say is that this information had been raised by, the questions had been raised by members, and this information was welcomed. So I don't know. We just have to rework that sentence, but I don't know what they're trying to say there. The next paragraph, third line down, just the EPWP branch right at the end, further highlighted. I think you fixed that. And then the next paragraph, last sentence, to date, sewing machines and other equipment has been delivered to assist SMMEs to run their businesses effectively. And then under measures taken to ensure a clean audit, that first line, in addition, to the committee heard and welcomed that in, if we can just fix that. Medium the performance indicator. I don't know why I corrected that, why I highlighted that. Then also in that same paragraph, you'll see there it says, after the sort of highlighted, the italicized words, it says, previously this indicator caused the Auditor General to make a negative opinion. I think it should be finding. And then under 3.1 on the next page, third line down, members were robust in their criticism. Yeah. And, as, you know, if people are not first language users, the was and the were is often very difficult to determine. So it is a mistake people often made. And that's my last correction. Thank you very much.
Chair, can we go back to that sentence that Honorable Graham was talking about?
We don't know what's going on. It's on page 3.
Yeah.
Second paragraph.
Oh, the one that I highlighted.
Yeah.
Are you going to speak, Honorable Smith? If I may come in, Honorable Members, maybe before Honorable Smith, this is one set of minutes that I had so many issues with myself that I've noted, and some are being raised now by Honorable Grammar. I propose that, Honourable Members, that this set of minutes, especially the one, is it 31st?
Mm-hmm.
Can we then say that it must be deferred to another meeting, the minutes of the 31st, then we go to another set? Because there are so many errors on it. I have noted them down even myself, highlighted them. Some have been presented by Honourable Kramare, maybe some. But I think we just take this set out. Honorable
Chair, please.
Support it, Chair.
The minutes are being corrected. Please leave my name here. This is correct.
Yes. Of course, Honorable Ching. Honorable Ching was part of the meeting. Can you please let's remove Honorable Ching? Can we then go to the minutes of the 7th of September?
Thank you, Chairperson. Fortunately, I was in for this minute, so if there's any correction, I'll be liable for it. This is the set of meetings that was of minutes that of reflecting the proceedings of the meeting that was held last week, Honourable Members, that was also referred to when we were considering the report. So where the committee was considering the expropriation bill B list finally for adoption. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Tring was in the meeting and his name is appearing. in fact, all honorable members of the committee were there, with the exception of the apology from Patois, is it not?
No, there's nobody who apologized.
Honorable Van Staden.
We don't record him there, Chair, but I'll explain later.
Oh, okay. Oh, the apology, it has been noted on the minutes, but not on the on the table. Are the minutes in reflection of what happened, honorable members, in that particular meeting? Honorable Kramare.
Thank you, Chair. 3.1, the clauses 1, definitions of the Act. If you look in the second paragraph, where after String, who was reflected as being voted against, we must just take up the oath. Voted against the adoption of the clause.
And then on page 5,
under 3.10,
you'll see. It says there,
the second line, this accounted for 10, and then there's 9 in the brackets.
This is 9, it should be 9.
Okay.
So it could be 9. Just quickly scrolling through, just and then the clause 3.23 on page 9.
Extension of time.
That one there, you'll see again, got the 10 and the 9.
And that's the after the corrections.
And I will then propose the adoption.
All members in the all exception of yes, Khone.
We have captured you correctly. Honorable Suisa.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we could consider an open-ended party.
Which is not at all. With those corrections, honorable members, can we then move for the adoption of these minutes? Thank you, honorable Kramare, seconder. Honorable Jabo, thank you. Okay. Thank you so much, honorable members, for this. Honorable members, it has been an experience today having a live meeting physically in the committee room, but it is clear that we still have some challenges in respect of our IT and control room. We are going to take up this as the portfolio committee dealing with public works and infrastructure. We can have a challenge that a fire that happened early in January and now we are in September, the media control room is not yet fully operational in Parliament, that our committees are recorded live here, not through Zoom. We are really taking that up as this portfolio committee. We have an obligation to the people of South Africa that they can see that we are willing to come and work in Parliament because they voted for us, not to sit in our houses through Zoom meetings, to come in Parliament and deliberate on issues through committees physically and through parliamentary sitting. And I know that all of us at 3 this afternoon will be part of the plenary that will be sitting physically. So, Ms. Martinez, please work on that. So that our next meeting, everything is here. And it's fully operational. But we're also going to take that up with the minister and the deputy minister, including the acting DG, which is Mr. Mwemi Alec, as we have received the correspondence from the minister. Thank you, honorable members, again for this particular meeting, which is always constructive. And thank you, Ms. Ngema, for attending this meeting on behalf of the parliamentary fiscal services, and to all those that were watching this on Zoom and all our social media platforms, thank you again. The meeting is adjourned.
Thank you. Recording stopped.
Chabalala, I'll be going, Malibong, where? Long live the chair, long live.
We didn't even get to this.